Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It's hour three of In This League on FNTSY, and guess who I have? Again, it's our buddy, Casey Bubba. Casey, what's going on, man? You can find him on the Twitter, at BDNTrick. How was your week three of the NFL season?
Well, fantasy-wise, it went well. Home league did my thing, and overall, doing very, very well in that respect. Obviously, when we get to talking, recapping last week's action, it's back to kind of week one standards, where it's nice and red all over the place. But overall, it was a good week. Things went kind of according to plan for the most part. But we'll see. It's a week-to-week game, as they say in football.
Yeah, you know, it's been a weird, strange season so far, especially with all the Antonio Brown stuff, and hopefully we're putting that behind us. You know, last week you didn't do terrible. I mean, you were 8-7 against the spread, 7-8 on the over unders, 20-25 on the props, but it was weird. Like you missed Washington and you took Washington and the under in the Chicago game. And we know, you know, Case Keenum gave the ball away too many times. Chicago scored too many points, but you got all the props right. So it was kind of a weird, and then you got like Pittsburgh in the over, and then you missed two of those props. So it's kind of weird as far as week three went. So I am just in deep denial that the Steelers are 0-3. The season is
that
not.
That was a rough one, brother. That was a rough one.
Yeah, you know, especially because it's, you know, the Welsh's favorite team is the Niners. So we don't like aggravate each other during those games or anything like that anymore. I mean, I remember when Tim Rattay beat the Steelers, we were at a bar watching it, and I got up to take a piss at halftime or something, and he followed me into the bathroom going, Niners! I mean, maybe, you know, might have been overserved at that point, but, you know, we don't do that anymore. So he wasn't annoying about it, but he was like, he just still can't get into it because I think he just knows, you know, there are teams that can be 3-0, and they're not. They're not going to do anything, you know, and I don't think the Niners are a couple years away, right?
Yeah, they're a good team. They're better than they were last year, but you're not going to win many games unless you're playing the Dolphins or the Steelers when you turn the ball over five times. So like most teams, like if Big Ben's there, they're destroying the Niners for all those gifts they gave them. You just can't do that. And the Niners, they're going to probably be about a 500 football team in a few more years. They'll be where they want to be.
Yeah. You know, it's the 100th matchup between the Bengals and Steelers, and it's on Monday Night Football this week, and both of those teams are 0-3. So
another great primetime football game.
Just a great primetime football game. But let's look back at week three and put it to bed here, and we'll do a quick rundown, and you can just tell me what you pulled from each of these games here like we do every week. The Thursday night game, the Jaguars 20 over the Titans 7. What do you see in that one?
The Jaguars 20. I saw that Minshew can manage a football game very well, that he loves DJ Shark. But overall, it was just two bad teams playing on Thursday night.
Yeah. And, you know, the Thursday night games just keep getting uglier and uglier. What I just really want are good performances from the referee crews, because I know I'm not going to get it from the teams. But the refs, come on, let's just keep it up to a decent.
You standard. And Tom Brady both.
Yeah, man. That's what Joe said on the Black Book. He was like, when Bogman and Tom Brady are agreeing on something, you need to get it fixed. That's just what needs to happen. The Buffalo Bills over the Bengals 21-17.
Josh Allen, when it mattered most, still got it done, which shows the development that we've talked about each week with the kid. He's been very, very good. But other than that, it's just kind of a sloppy, boring football game.
Dallas 31 over your Dolphins 6.
The Dolphins offense is better with Josh Rosen, which doesn't say much. And the Cowboys, they made it look so easy. Did you see the clip where there was audio from the huddle that Dak Prescott was so relaxed? He was asking the guys about spicy chicken nuggets.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's how easy it was for Dak on Sunday.
He's making plans for after the game in the huddle. He's like, yeah. Hey, are we going to Wendy's after this or what's happening?
It was amazing.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, man. How about the Packers 27 over the Broncos 16?
That Packers defense, again, it's the Broncos offense, which isn't great, but that Packers defense looks better and better. And we have a massive concern at that running back situation in Green Bay. As Aaron Jones is the better back, but they're still giving Jamal Williams way too much love.
Okay, so Joe said that too. I think I'm pumping the brakes on the panic, and I think here's why. Is this is kind of the same deal as Dalvin Cook. We saw Dalvin Cook get pretty much all of the work when they were losing, when the Vikings were losing against Green Bay. Now they played, who'd they play? They played Oakland this week, and they were up big, and you saw Alexander Mattison come in. And I still like Madison as kind of a handcuff for fantasy purposes, of course, because Dalvin Cook hasn't stayed healthy and he's getting more run than he's ever had. So, you know, it almost seems like a ticking time bomb that nobody wants to talk about, you know, like my cholesterol. But I think with the Packers, it's kind of the same deal. And they were up in this game late. So pull Aaron Jones, put in Jamal Williams. And I think that's how it's going to work. Close games, you're going to see the better running back. And it's kind of what the Saints have to do with Alvin Kamara as well. You know, they've been running him because Latavius Murray is just not as good. And you want to split those backs up. But in close games, or if you're missing a big piece of your offense, in the Saints case, I think that I think that they're going to be OK. So I'm not panicking about Aaron Jones. Did I help you? Does that make you feel better at all?
I get what you're saying, and I guess it does. But say, so you're feeling good, because even last week, the week before, Aaron Jones kind of, it was more of a split load and it was kind of a competitive football game. So
they're winning.
I see what you're saying. I do. I guess we just haven't seen it enough. I know week one was a little tighter. We haven't seen it enough, I guess, to justify to me if they'll give Aaron Jones the ball when it matters most.
How about the Colts 27 over the Falcons 24?
The Falcons have been very good at coming from behind and still losing. But the Colts, like Jacoby Brissett, it's just another week where it's not flashy, but he's getting it done. Hopefully T.Y. Hilton can stay healthy. Otherwise, it gets a little murky there.
How about the Chiefs over the Ravens, 33-28?
Patrick Mahomes is still amazing. And Lamar Jackson, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. He made some foolish passes that could have made this a massive blowout. Like it was, we need to pump the brakes just a tad, I think, on Lamar Jackson.
I hope so. So, because the division is getting away from the Steelers really quickly.
Oh, they're still going to win. They're going to beat the Steelers. But I mean, the Lamar Jackson love, we got to slow down.
All right, fine. The Vikings 34-14 over the Raiders.
Dalvin Cook is a beast. And the Raiders, I know they said it after the game, but they got to use Josh Jacobs more. And then Waller, there's no stopping that man.
I'm, you know, obviously I'm going with him over Kittle because Kittle's on the bye week this week. But I think just moving forward, I have to go with Waller over Kittle. I own them both in a league. So yep. Maybe I'll try to trade Kittle or something. I don't know.
Until they want to throw the ball down the field, it's going to be the Waller show all day long.
How about the Pats 30 over the Jets 14?
When you start the Pats defense in DFS and you lose points because of a punt return touchdown and a pick six from the backup quarterback that might not be the quarterback anymore, that is tilting. Other than that, the Patriots just continue their domination towards probably an undefeated football season.
The Lions over the Eagles 27-24 in Philly.
This was one of the way, way more surprising games of the week. Not sure what happened here with Philadelphia losing at home to the Lions here. And somehow the Lions are 2-0-1 on the season. It's mind-boggling, but that might come to an end this weekend when the Chiefs come to Detroit.
How about the Panthers 38 over the Cardinals 20?
Kyle Allen is better than Cam Newton.
Oh, and, come on.
I'm joking. But we saw that. It was pretty good. And then you got Kyler Murray just had no time to throw this past week. If he doesn't have time to throw it downfield, this big flashy attack isn't going to be that good.
Yeah, I mean, he was barely getting a one Mississippi. So, but we did get to see a bunch of Kyler Murray runs, which yes. I'm hoping increase more, because he's going to break a couple against the team. Then they're going to have to play back a little bit, which is going to give him a little bit more time. Danny Dimes and the Giants over the Bucks 32-31.
So are we good with the Danny Dimes nickname? Are we running with that?
I think we're doing it. I think this is it.
I'm just making sure because I kind of like it, but I don't use it every time because I'm not sure. But it was an amazing football game. It was how the Tampa Bay Bucs are meant to lose football games. By Bruce Arians said, I need the guy farther back to kick a field goal. That was good stuff.
Oh, God.
It was one of those weeks, Boggs, where Winston has one of those good fantasy weeks. So now people are going to buy in. He does this like every one in three games. So be careful. But Danny Dimes, he looked great. And the fact his mobility was huge, something Eli does not have.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult running it without Saquon, but they will get Golden Tate back next week, which is good. And they got Darius Slayton back, who I came away a little bit unimpressed with Slayton, but the Giants love him. So he's going to be involved with, you know, Fowler and Shepard and Ingram and all those guys. So could be a nice little passing attack here coming up for the Giants without Saquon. How about the Texans over the Chargers, 27-20? Your boy Phillip Rivers loses again.
Yes, he loses again. Austin Eckler beats out, but more importantly, Keenan Allen is that wide receiver one all over the place. And he looked amazing. But Deshaun Watson, he put up a great game, but he gave it all those tight ends. So that's a little frustrating.
The Niners over the Steelers, 24-20.
Yeah, we pretty much hit on it. It took a little while. It was a very slow go with all the turnovers from the Niners. But then they ended up just running it down the Steelers' throat in the end. And the Steelers not letting Mason Rudolph throw the ball more than like 5 yards down the field. Something they got to fix big time.
Dude, he had, I think it was 27 pass attempts. 27 pass attempts. And 14 were at the one or behind the line. So yeah,
that's showing no trust in a kid.
Throw the ball down the field, Fietner. Come on.
Remember he went to Oklahoma State for crying out
loud? Well, all they did was throw it deep.
Exactly.
He had no middle routes at all. It was screens and deep. That's it.
That's why I wasn't like mad that he was going to start. I'm like, this actually works. He's got weapons. They spread it out. Here we go. And then watching that game, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I can only imagine how you were handling it.
Yeah, not well. So with a lot of pizza is how I was handling it. The Saints 33 over the Seahawks 27.
Alvin Kamara, man, if he can do this week in week out, he's going to be more of a game changer than normal. Then we got to watch the running back situation in Seattle. Chris Carson, another fumble. Found some more time on the bench. Penny might be back this week. So things can get real interesting in Seattle when they have a very nice matchup in Arizona this weekend.
How about the Rams at the Browns and they win 20-13?
The Rams defense is amazing. What they did to Baker and company was great. At the same time, the Browns play calling might be the worst thing I've ever seen on first and goal from the five. And you have Nick Chubb and don't give him the ball once with three full timeouts. Not quite sure what happened there.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. And also that run on fourth and whatever.
Fourth and nine and you go run a draw. That was genius stuff.
You know, it's funny. And I said this on the Black Book. So if you've listened to me in multiple places, forgive me here. But, you know, what immediately popped in my mind is that Freddie Kitchens is from the Bruce Arians coaching tree. And in the, I think it was the 2007 year, the 2008 playoffs, where the Steelers lost to David Garrard and the Jaguars in Pittsburgh. And it was cold and all that stuff. Just no excuse to lose that game. But they were making a fervent comeback. And it was like 3rd and 7. And they ran a quarterback sweep with Ben Roethlisberger. And I just had no idea what they were doing. And they punted after that and they end up losing the game. But I wanted to, like, if Bruce Arians was in front of me, I would have strangled him to death right there. So that is one of the
best, real quick. One of the best tweets I saw after that whole thing took place, after that 4th and 9 call, someone said, Freddie Kitchens really could use that Ask Madden button.
It would have suggested him anything but that.
Exactly.
I bet it would have. It just would have said punt. I bet is what it would have said. So
it would have been the Mike Leach offense. Four guys just run deep.
What about the Monday night game? The Bears over the Redskins, 31-15.
It was just a lopsided beatdown. When you can make Mitchell Trubisky look good, you got problems. On the flip side, Paul Richardson might become PPR viable. McLaren's still a beast. He got hurt in practice, though, so we got to keep an eye on that. But the Bears are going to be really good, and the Redskins are really bad.
Hey, you know who still leads that team in targets?
Your boy, Trey Quinn.
Trey Quinn!
Every time I see him get 5 for 30, I think of you.
That's 8 points. That's almost into double digits. Let's get him in that end zone. That's what we need from Trey Quinn. Hey, hopefully my boy Colt can take over and play. Let's hit one or two of these games before we have the break here, Bubba. We've got Carolina at Houston this week. The spread is Houston by 4.5, and 47.5 is the over. How do you see this game going?
I'll take the over. There's actually a pretty good game film now for Kyle Allen. That Houston defense looked much better in San Diego. So give me Houston and the under in that one.
Houston and the under, because you said over to start it.
Oh, sorry. Houston and the under. Sorry.
Houston and the under. No worries. And then I put Christian McCaffrey total yards at 115.
I'll take the over just for the fact with this young guy, they're going to have to keep giving him the rock like we saw in that Arizona game.
Kyle Allen passing yards, I said at 250.
I'll take the under in this one.
Under for the pride of Desert Mountain High. Let's go. Come on, Kyle Allen. It's funny. Joe loves that. Did you see someone did the meme of him as the little kid from the Cam Newton commercial from years and years ago?
Yes, there's days when I realize I wish I had real talent, because that was like gold, absolute gold. That's what the internet is made for. Things like that is what the internet's supposed to be for, not for all the other crap we see. That.
I'm just warming up my arm. I'm going to be your mom's favorite quarterback. Come on. I love it. It's the best. DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards. I set at 75 here, and I want to know your thoughts on Kenny Stills in this offense here.
Yeah, Kenny Stills, a guy that I liked with Miami, but of course the Dolphins do Dolphins things. I think he'll be very good. It's pretty much eliminated Kiki Kute from the whole rotation. And Stills being there, it's kind of cutting into Fuller and Hopkins.
Yep.
Even though Fuller and Hopkins almost had the same amount of air yards. So Fuller's due for one of those big Fuller games coming up. I'm going to go under here for Hopkins. I think he'll be very close to 75, but I'll take the under as Watson's going to spread it out. Like I mentioned, he threw three touchdowns to the tight ends last week.
Yeah, I mean, Akins and then Fells, I think, were the guys getting the scores. And it's just, you know, don't run to the wire and make any moves like that. But we only got one in here, but we are going to take a break. And we'll be back to break down the rest of these games right after this. Stick around, everybody.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Welcome back. It's In This League on FNTSY, and I'm joined by my friend, Casey Bubba. Find him on the Twitter, at BDNtrick. He's got all kinds of podcasts, Bench with Bubba being the flagship. Bubba, tell everybody all the podcasts you do and all the work you do everywhere.
Well, thanks, Boggs, again for having me. It's always been fun doing this with you for the last month or so. But Bench with Bubba is the main one. And then I do a MLB DFS Quick Hits, which will be winding down as the season is ending. 2-point conversion NFL DFS pod. I have a new Fantrax DFS show on the weekly as well. Come check that over there at Fantrax Sports Radio Network. And then always pressing PGA DFS Golf and much, much more. So always podcasting, try to do a little content here and there, but you can find most of the work always at fantasysportsdegens.com, or I'm on the Twitter at BDNtrick, and you'll find it all right there.
I am going to be texting you a picture here that it just popped up in my feed, and it's just something that you have to see. So I think I might be getting tired of it, but you'll see it in a second. But we'll do this game and then we'll talk about the picture. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 6.5 points, and the over is 45. How do you see this one playing out?
Give me Baltimore, as I think that defense is going to be down, like, because they can't guard Baker Mayfield at all. They can't protect him. Give me Baltimore and the over in this one, because I think Baltimore. Actually, give me the under. Sorry. Give me the under.
No, that's okay. Baltimore and the under.
Under AFC North battle where Baltimore wins, let's say 24-14.
You know, it's funny. Anytime you see any AFC North team on Sunday Night Football, they have a different verb for the game in a thrilling showdown and a blah, blah showdown. anytime it's AFC North teams against each other, it's a nasty showdown. Yes. Anytime. And I think I don't know why I know that from the stupid Carrie Underwood song, but I know it. And it's for whatever reason, I'm like, nothing else. It's got to be a nasty showdown. And then I watch the game. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So
yeah, it's about right. It's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. How about Hollywood Brown catches? I got it at 6 for this week.
Give me over the 6. He's going to get fed early and often in this game. He was just missed a few times last week.
Nick Chubb total yards. I'm going to set it at 80.
I'm going to take the over on that one. I think they realized how much they need to use him last week, and they should be doing that going forward until they can protect their man.
And I have Baker Mayfield touchdowns at 2.5. And I put the hook on there because I feel like if Cleveland's going to win this game, they're going to have to score. But you took Baltimore. So I'm going to guess you're going to go with the under on this, as you also took the under as far as the scoring goes.
Yep, I'm going to take the under with my 24-14 prediction. Carry the one. That's 2 touchdowns total. So I'll take the under.
Now, did you get that picture that I sent you?
Yes, Uncle Rico. This is absolutely amazing. I'm becoming a huge Gardner Minshew fan. I don't even care if I don't care what his results are on the field. I know it's kind of hypocritical because we make fun of Cam and company. But with swag like this and just the stories you hear about him, you know, stretching in a jock strap. And I just saw a picture the other day where he's posing at that community college. He was at with all the cheerleaders. Like, the dude is freaking gold.
He has fun. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
That's what it should be about. That's what's great about it.
Yeah. Well, it's better than, you know, whining and crying and putting a towel over your head. Like Cam does all the good things, but he also does all the bad things. And that's why he gets a lot of people that don't like him is he will do, you know, the Superman chest and he'll have that big smile. I mean, there's no one more perfect for him in commercials with that smile that he's got. He's great. But then he'll pout. He'll have weird hair, and you can't wear a Thelma and Louise scarf in the post-game conference and expect no NFL fan to make fun of you. I don't care what kind of fashion sense that is. It looks stupid.
That's not fashion sense. That's called losing a bet.
Right. Yes, 100%. That's absolutely something the Welsh and I would do for a season-long bet. I think
if you, the Welsh, or a piece of pee, like one of you guys should be wearing that by the end of the season for some reason. Just throwing it out there. I think piece of pee would look great with his bald head. I can relate. Like, that would be a great look.
Yeah, we do have some bet. I'll have to go and check what it is, but it was the loser has to buy the winner the silliest thing they can find on Amazon that's under $10. So
I bet you that scarf's under $10.
That's a great point. That's a great point you're making. Look at this. Oh, man. How about the Redskins at the Giants here? The Giants are 2.5-point favorites. Kind of surprising to me. 49.5 points on the over here. Giants defense is playing real bad, but Danny Dimes look good. So how do you see this one playing out?
This is two very bad football teams that both play very bad defense. So give me Danny Dimes and the over in this one. I think there's going to be points galore. This is one of my favorite DFS games of the week right here.
Giants in the over. All right. Well, then I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of over here. So I got Daniel Jones. I put his pass yards at 275. I think that's a pretty decent number.
It's fair because he's going to run the ball a lot and pass it. So I'll take the over, though, to go with my over theme. Give me the over on Danny Dimes.
Terry McLaurin receiving yards. The dude's done it 3 weeks in a row. I put it at 70. You know, the Redskins or the Giants do get torched, but there are, I'm not saying they're good options for the Redskins. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that there are three options that are kind of similar. I think McLaurin, Trey Quinn, and Paul Richardson can all get work going here. So 70, is that just way too low?
And Chris Thompson, don't forget that.
And Thompson.
Terry McLaurin, I will take the over, assuming he plays. He tweaked his hamstring at practice, but if he plays, I'll take the over.
How about Wayne Gallman total yards? And have you been picking up Gallman in spots? Do you put in waiver requests? Because I don't like the dude. He's going to get volume for at least a little bit, but I think that they could bring in somebody else. I think anyone else on this roster could step up and be better than him. I'm just not a Wayne Gallman fan.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of his. I get the appeal because you're getting a starting running back for 6 to 8 weeks, assuming they don't go pick anybody else up. I put in claims just like, you know, the keep him honest bids. I got him in one place. I wasn't being aggressive. Luckily, I guess part of it is because I've been fortunate through 3 weeks. None of my teams have had injuries. They all have the guys I wanted. I wasn't in a need to be aggressive on him, but I see the appeal if you needed a running back. I didn't need one. And like you, I'm not all in on a guy like Wayne Gallman when I think there's better options out there or could be better. I would have rather gone after like Darrell Williams of Kansas City than Wayne Gallman.
Right, right. I'm 100% with you there, but like Elijah Penny is okay. Like I'd rather go with Elijah Penny.
Go get our boy Alexander Mattison.
Yes, yes, exactly. And you know, because in games where Minnesota should win, he should get some carries. He should be getting carries regardless because of Cook's injury history. But I'm sorry, I think I missed it. 65 total yards. Are you going over or under on that?
I'll take the over. I don't want to take it, but I'll take the over just because they're going to have to feed him.
How about the Chargers, your Chargers at your Dolphins? Because you're kind of a closet Philip Rivers fan. Not so closet. I mean, I think I call you that just because I don't like Philip Rivers. But
yeah, the door's wide open, Bogman. It's not a closet. The door's wide open.
16 is the spread here. That's a lot of points. 44 points as the over. I mean, this is your boys, so you tell me.
Give me the Dolphins plus 16. A little early East Coast action for the Chargers never ends well for Philip Rivers. And give me the over. They should have scored more than 6 points last week. They will score over double digits this week. Let's put it that way.
Philip Rivers passing touchdowns. I set it at 3.
Over.
Oh man, it's gonna have 4. How many go to Keenan Allen?
At least 2.
Now, is this the year that Allen gets hurt? And
you mean not the year. Get hurt? It's every year.
Should have said that. Should have rephrased. My point is are we waiting for the other shoe to drop for him? Because he is he has a sordid injury past and we're kind of waiting on it.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I get it. I think everybody is. I've been a guy, maybe I talked about it on this show or not, but I've been a Keenan Allen owner every single year because I know what he can do when he's healthy, and it does hurt when he gets knocked out. I'm going to keep playing him and hoping that he doesn't get hurt. You have to at least think about it. It's got to be in the back of your mind because, like you said, there's a point where you get injured so often. Like, you know, Giancarlo Stanton has an injury history now. You just got to expect these kind of things after a while.
I don't know why we had to mention Stanton in there. Bubba, but
okay. I have no idea why. I have no idea.
Don't know where his name came up, but
last one on top of my head. Don't know why.
Last year, Allen 16. The year before that, 16. The year before that, 1. The year before that, 8. So
the problem is when he played 16, it's like half of those were banged up 16s, so they weren't even worth playing type things.
Right. It says he's played in 16. He started 14, and the year before that, he played in 16. He started 15, so he at least missed the start of one game. Kind of riding the bench because of his injury stuff. How about Justin Jackson? 65 total yards I put his number at.
I'll go with the over. He got a lot of run last week, and I think this week in a game where they should be in control, he should get the over.
Preston Williams receptions, I set it at 5. This is a guy, you and I talked about him before the season started, and you were big on him, and I was big on him. You know, because, look, preseason numbers usually don't matter. But in a situation like Miami has where they're trimming the fat, they're trading people, it just makes sense to keep your eye on who's performing in the preseason, knowing that their opportunity could come because the roster's not good and they're just going to play whoever is performing the best. He had 12 targets last week. I don't know how many were catchable. I know one in the end zone was, and he flat out dropped it. But I put it at 5 here. Dolphins should be playing from behind. He had a ton of snaps. To be honest, I feel like that might be a low number.
I'm going to take the over just because the volume will be there. Like last week, this is a guy that had a huge preseason connection with Josh Rosen, and we saw it in game one right out the gate. You mentioned that drop touchdown. There was a couple other big plays they just missed on. I like Preston a lot going forward in this matchup with Josh Rosen.
Now, if I had to ask you Preston Williams versus a guy like Terry McLaurin, well, where are you going there?
I'll take McLaurin because I like having those kind of – it's not always good in fantasy to say safer players, but McLaurin's done it week in and week out. We know his role is pretty solid there.
What about like Deebo Samuel?
I'll take Preston Williams.
Okay. All right. DJ Chark.
I'll probably still take Preston Williams there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Chark has scored a touchdown in three straight games. So he's looking like if he scores again this week, then you just have to.
You gotta play him.
Right.
It's just the other thing with Preston is the Dolphins, we know are going to be throwing a lot.
How about this one? How about Preston Williams or Kenny Stills?
Preston Williams.
Preston Williams over Kenny Stills. I like it. So I like the confidence. So at least we have something to watch if you're Dolphins fans, right? We've got we've got Preston Williams to watch and Josh Rosen. So, I mean, look, if Josh Rosen plays, if the Dolphins win four games, are they not drafting a quarterback at the top of the draft?
Honestly, I've been telling people for a long time with all these picks, build your O-line, build your defense, and get Lawrence in the following season. That's what I'd rather do. Give Rosen a season with a good O-line and a team around him. Like, we haven't seen that yet for Rosen. I'm not saying he's better than these other guys coming out, but let's be real about it also.
I liked him the most coming out. I thought he was the most pro-ready to run a team and all that stuff. I think there was some off-field stuff with him, like, you know, not wanting to play the bowl game and kind of being, you know, for lack of a better word, spoiled little rich kid, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's he kind of showed that too, wanting to get out of Arizona, but they took a quarterback right after they took him.
Yeah. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah. You know, Steve Smith running his mouth at the draft about him. I was just like, well, what are you thinking? Like, what is he supposed to do? He's not crying about it. He also,
to be fair, Steve Smith doesn't think about a lot of things he says.
It's true. Very, very true. So, and I, you know, that's part of the good about Steve Smith, but it's also part of the bad. So
true.
Yeah, you give him 6 hours of coverage, it's enough rope to hang himself. So no thanks. How about Oakland at Indianapolis this week? The Colts are favored by 7. The over's 45. Maybe no T.Y. Hilton here. We'll have to see. It's looking like no T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, it's looking like no T.Y. I think the Colts win this game comfortably, but I'll take Oakland plus 7. A full touchdown, I'll take them.
Over 45, under 45?
I'll take the under.
Under. So a defensive Raiders versus Colts game. That might be the worst game of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one. With no T.Y., it really limits things.
Marlon Mack, I said his total yards at 100 in this game. Just because if there is no Hilton, a lot of stack boxes.
I'm still going to go with the over here. I think they'll use him in the passing game and the running game. I think they're going to really want to pound it with Mack.
Darren Waller receiving yards, I said at 80.
I'm going to go over until someone can prove they can stop him because he's going to get 10-plus targets every game.
Derek Carr passing yards, 245.
I'll take the under.
Take the under on that one.
Yep. You like this?
I mean, look, man, there is no hesitation. Sometimes I hem and haw on occasion and stuff like that. You have no hesitation. And I feel like this is a crappy week to pick games. Be honest.
It's a very bad week. That's why I'm glad I'm here to do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't rather be doing anything else. I promise. How about the Chiefs at the Lions here? And this is Patrick Mahomes' first indoor game in the NFL, which is a weird kind of stat. The last time he played an indoor game, I think it was a bowl game for Texas Tech when he had 600 yards and 6 touchdowns. So not a surprise that Texas Tech would do that, but they're favored by 6.5. The over is the highest of the week. Again, 54.5 for the Chiefs. So is this just easy Kansas City and the over?
Yeah, I'm going KC and the over. I saw a funny tweet earlier today. Don't play Patrick Mahomes because he's playing in a dome, so God's shining light can't go down on him. But KC in the over sounds great.
I put his passing yards against the Lions at 350.
I'll take the over. There's like no stopping this guy right now. These are bets. If you lose them, if you play it more often than not, you're going to win. So just play the dang thing.
Do you think this is like the Little Mermaid where, you know, yes, I'll give you the arm of a god, but you have to have a frog's voice. Is that what happened to Patrick Mahomes?
Hey, little Miss Piggy loved Kermit the Frog. So there's someone out there for everybody. But yeah, I think he. Hey, wouldn't you make that if you can go make?
Oh, hell yeah! So you kidding me?
Like Kermit,
I would do it to lose 15 pounds.
I already look like Miss Piggy, so heck, let's go.
I'd do it to lose 15 pounds. LeSean McCoy total yards 85.
I'll take the under in that one.
Under for Shady. How about Kenny Galladay receiving yards 80? I feel like more people are panicking about him after a bad week last week, but I don't really get that. I think he's going to be fine, but 80 for him. What do you think?
Yeah, give me the over. There's no need to panic here. There's going to be enough to go around in this game. I think the Lions, you know, Stafford and company are going to be sneaky nice in this game because they're going to have to throw. They're going to have to keep up. They can't play slow. Think back to week one, Detroit and Arizona, when they had to ramp things up. Everything will be fine in the passing game. Galladay will get his. He'll get over 100 yards this week.
You sound like Dana Carvey doing George Bush. Ramp things up.
Let's get it going. Let's ramp it up.
Offensive firepower. That's what we're doing. We're going to hit a break here, and then we're going to burn through the rest of these games if the laughing gas lasts the entire time. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back on FNTSY.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back. It's the final segment of In This League on FNTSY. Casey Bubba here with me on the Twitter at BDNtrick. Bench with Bubba Pod. You're having a great guest here pretty soon. Our buddy Paul Sporer, right?
Yep, good old Paul Sporer came back on the podcast for the second time, talking some 2020 starting pitchers outlooks. It's never too early with first pitch Arizona coming up. He's going to be seeing you over there in Arizona here pretty soon. So they got some drafts coming. So we thought we'd talk about a little baseball because that's my passion. I love me some football, but it's all about baseball when I really break it all down.
I love baseball. Couldn't be happier to see it come to an end. You know, I got one more game to go through for Carl's Jr. as this airs. So. If they could just sweep the Padres and I don't have to go anymore, I would be very, very happy. So
did you really think when you started all this, as bad as it was when you started, that they'd finish with a winning season?
I figured they'd be around 500. You know, a lot of people, like, we were going through our bold predictions before the season on the ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast, the last one of the year, which we're actually going to bring back quicker than we have ever in the offseason, because we're not going to do the book, so we're going to do the player debates on the show. So
I'm glad I could be a part of the last book. I feel very accomplished there.
Hopefully it's not the last book ever, but it's definitely the last book for now. So we're going to do some of that on the show, and that's going to be I think it'll be better for us anyway. So but one of the bold predictions was that the Diamondbacks have 15 more losses than the Marlins. And I was like, come on, man. Like, even if you're a homer, you got to know that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So, but, I'm glad it's coming to an end. And so are my organs and heart and stomach and all that stuff. So
now you can go back to Whataburger and be happy.
Yes. Yes. Thank God. So, and, you know, once every couple of weeks, too. Not not every other day. New England at Buffalo as we're wrapping up. Week four here. The Patriots are favored by 7.5. 42.5 is the over under in this game.
It's a tricky one. I'm going to go with Buffalo at home getting 7.5 and give me the over in this one.
You're going to take Buffalo?
Little backdoor cover. New England's defense is great, but the ability of Allen to run and stay mobile, I think, will help a lot.
Huh.
It's a tough game. A road conference game getting over touchdowns is way too difficult for me to take.
I get it. They've looked fairly flawless, you know, outside of Jarrett Stidham's pick six.
Hey, it's 2-3-0 football teams. Let's respect the Bills, huh?
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, look, they're 3-0. Hey, look, they're three games better than my Steelers. So
the Dolphins.
Yep. Hey, look, you know, the Dolphins look like the biggest mess in the NFL. Same record as the Steelers. So there you go.
Keep losing. That draft pick looks better and better for Minka Patrick. Thank you.
God. I mean, he looked really good in his first game as a Steeler at times. And he also, I don't know if you saw Kyle Juszczyk make him look like a bug But Kyle Juszczyk made him look like Jeremy Shockey used to make defensive backs look. So just flipped him right over. No hesitation. It was ugly. I said Sony Michel's total yards at 45 here because he has been one of the most confusing players in the NFL so far.
Very confusing. I'm going to take the over. I think he'll get there, but it might be like 55. It's ugly what they're doing with him right now.
Yeah, you know, we had Heath Cummings on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, and he was he said, hey, look, you know, they just know they're not throwing him the ball. So when he comes in, they're running the ball. So or they're not throwing it to him, at least. So it's kind of easy to figure out. And it may be the Patriots getting too cute with rotating running backs. And maybe this is the game where you just have to at least throw him a couple passes. So teams see it on film, you know, even if they aren't complete, just get it to him. How about Josh Allen total yards? I got a 270.
I'll take the over. I think he runs for 80 plus in this one, so that'll help him out.
John Brown receptions. I'm going to set it at 5.5. I'm going to give you the hook there. So you got to go over or under.
I'm going to take under 5.5.
Under 5.5 for John Brown. Even in
Belichick always takes the best player away. I think he takes Brown away.
That's true. I think it might be Gore in this scenario, but
that's an easy takeaway. It's like taking away Sony Michel right now.
How about the Titans at the Falcons, which might be, I don't know, like, is this game the worst one or is the Colts and Raiders worse?
Colts and Raiders is the worst one because at least you get Falcons in a dome where they're going to cover the four and we will get an over in this one.
Okay, so you're taking Atlanta and the over.
Yep.
How about Julio Jones? I put his receiving yards at 100 here because he's just been going crazy this year. And he's been getting in the end zone too, which is, you know, people, he gets his touchdowns in bunches and blah, blah, blah. He's been getting them every game here. So what do you think about Julio in 100?
He'll find the end zone, but he's going to get under 100 yards. I think they try to get Calvin Ridley more involved because since he got kind of skunked last week.
Yeah. One catch for 6 yards. You know, that'll it's what wide receivers occasionally will do, which is why they're more difficult to pick than running backs, you know, because the volume is directly tied to the quarterback and all that nonsense. But that's a tough one. How about Derrick Henry rushing yards 75? I set it out.
I'm going to go under because I think they're going to need to start passing the ball to keep up in this game. So he's either going to have to bust a big one or they're going to have to somehow keep it close.
I think he's going to bust a big one. I would take the over on Derrick Henry against Atlanta, but I'm with you. Like, he's got to get it early. So, which I think he definitely can. Mariota passing yards, I set at 220 because he's terrible.
He's terrible, but he had over 300 last week in a terrible game. So I'll take the over just on volume alone.
How many? Didn't he throw it like 50 times against the Jags? Yeah.
And maybe 4 good passes, but yes.
You can't have Mariota throw the ball 50 times and expect to win. The Bucs and the Rams here. The Rams are 9.5-point favorites, second biggest line of the week, and 50 points is the over here.
Give me the Rams and the over. The Rams are going to crush them in this game.
Ooh, Todd Gurley total yards 70.
I'll take the over.
And now, even more people hitting the panic button on Todd Gurley, because last week he only had like 14 carries for 43 yards, but he played his highest percentage of snaps so far this year against the Browns. It wasn't his most snaps because they had fewer offensive plays. I'm just not worried about Gurley still. And maybe he's not an RB1. Maybe he's more of a high-end RB2, mid-tier RB2. But I'm not the guy that's going to panic and trade him for, you know, Kerryon Johnson or anything yet.
No, there's no need to panic in the world of not too many bell cow backs. He's still getting, 14, 15 plus touches a game. There's nothing bad there. And once he starts breaking them, you'll be just fine. He faced a good Browns team, and we know this Rams offense is not the same on the road. So he'll be fine. This is a good get-right game against Tampa Bay.
Ronald Jones, total yards, I set it at 75. He's been kind of hit and miss. You know, they played that Thursday night game where he only got the one touch or one catch or whatever it was. Peyton Barber was huge. We didn't really get anything on whether he was hurt. Like they had said, there were some people saying he had hurt his ankle, but it seemed like his performance last week when he was up over 100 total yards against the Giants, that maybe that was the case, that he had got tweaked in Thursday night football and he looked good here. So I'm going to set it at 75 because it should be playing from down and I think he'll be more utilized than Peyton Barber. But what do you think about Ronald Jones?
Yeah, I'm with you. If they're going to be throwing it the way they should have to, he should be more involved in the passing game. I'll take the over in this one. It's going to be ugly, but I'll take the over.
Cooper Kupp receiving yards, 100.
That's a really good number because he'll probably get 10 catches. So I'll take the over, but I think it's a good week for Robert Woods to finally get active.
All right, a couple more games left to go here. We got Seattle at Arizona, 7.5. Seattle's favored by 48 is the over.
Give me Arizona and the over.
Arizona and the over. Let's get them covering. I like it. Tyler Lockett receiving yards, 90.
Way over.
Way over. It's like 200 this week, right?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. Like, it's just Arizona's going to keep up somehow or backdoor it because it's just the way it's going to work with these offenses. It's an Arizona weekly over team. Just go with it.
Yeah, and, you know, the Seahawks defense hasn't looked great so far. Larry Fitzgerald receptions at 6.
I'll go over on that one, too, but that's a pretty good number.
Kyler Murray passing yards, 280.
Man, the way he's throwing the ball 5 yards down the field, 280 is going to be tough. I'll take the under. I'm hoping he does more with his legs, but give me the under, like 260.
This is one of the more harsh games this week. Minnesota at Chicago. Chicago favored by 2 points, 38. Lowest over. There's another low over coming up here, but that one is pretty damn low.
Yeah, this is a really tricky one. Give me the home team Chicago, winning by a field goal and the under.
Chicago and the under. So this is a nice... 14-21, something like that.
Defensive battle.
David Montgomery total yards at 75. They finally relented and gave him the ball more than they have been giving him the ball. And he had right around, I think, 70-something total yards against the Skins last week. So I set it at 75 here against the Vikings.
It's all because he had like a 45-yard carry. I'll take the under. They're still not utilizing him the way they need to.
Adam Thielen receiving yards, 70. Now, I know, look, Diggs, I'm absolutely on the bandwagon with panicking. Thielen, I think you have to... Thielen, to me, is a wide receiver Todd Gurley. You know, you have to accept you probably drafted him too high, but he's not tradable because of where you drafted him, and he's still going to be involved, so I'm not really hitting the panic button. But they don't like to throw the ball in Minnesota if they don't have to, but this game... they may be playing from behind. So I put it a little bit higher than I think a normal prop bet would be for Thielen.
I'm going to go with the under. Just I respect this Bears defense, but I agree. Don't panic on Thielen. He's going to be just fine.
How about Dalvin Cook rushing yards? Running into the teeth of the Bears defense is never something fun. I put it at 70.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's going to be a heck of a challenge, but give him 20 carries and over 70.
Yeah, just one break one big one, right?
Exactly, because the volume is going to be there because I think there's going to be a lot of running in this game.
How about Jacksonville at Denver? It's kind of the Kmart version of Minnesota at Chicago.
Going out of business version?
Yes, exactly. Denver is favored by 3, and the over is 39 here.
Yeah, this is butt ugly, but give me Jacksonville and the under.
Jacksonville and the under. I love it. Leonard Fournette rushing yards. I set it at 75.
Yeah, people are panicking about this man too, but give me the over.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. He's going to start getting in the end zone. He'll be fine. The legend of Gardner Minshew and Uncle Rico, 250 passing yards for him, over or under that.
He's going to cover his third straight game, but he's going to have under 250 passing yards.
So the Jags will cover, but he won't. I got it.
Yes, he's the legend. He's the Vegas legend, Gardner Minshew.
Now, I think the number here, I put Emmanuel Sanders receiving yards at 50. I feel like it's either way over or way under because that's kind of how it's been playing out for Denver so far. It's either Sutton or Sanders. But how do you feel about Manny going into this game?
I'll take the over, especially with it looks like Jalen Ramsey's going to miss this week. So give me the over.
Who knows what the hell Jalen Ramsey's doing, you know? Yep. And so such a strange situation there. Sunday night football, Dallas at the Saints, Dallas 2.5-point favorite against the Saints and Teddy Two Gloves. 47 points is the over here.
Give me New Orleans and the over.
New Orleans and the over. New Orleans going to straight out win.
Yep, New Orleans went straight up at home in the dome. It'll be rocking. Dak won't know what to do. He won't be talking about spicy nuggets, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, God, I hope he talks about Chinese food or something. I just want more recipes.
It's going to be gumbo. Huddle. Gumbo in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, gumbo. Oh, I love gumbo so much. how about Zeke total yards? I'm going to set it at 120.
Oh, that's a good number. That's a really good number. So they're not passing the ball. Panic mode there. I'm going to go under.
Under 120 for Zeke.
That's a tough one. That's one I expect to be red next week. Let's put it that way.
Amari Cooper receptions. I set it at 7.
That's a really good. You nailed this game. I'm going to go over. I think it is going to be a shootout back and forth. But at home, they're going to be able to keep up with Dallas.
Teddy Two Gloves passing yards, 230. I have it here.
Give me the over. The over big time. Thomas and Kamara both over 100 yards each.
Is this the week where, I mean, look, people are already making fun of the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are kind of legit, though. Which
I think they're very good. I agree. I think they're very, very good. I think they just had it so easy so far. This might be a little, you know, open your eyes and realize that it is the NFL and you need to show up every week.
Yeah, let's get into the real season. Kind of that.
Exactly.
Deal. I think I'm taking Dallas in this game. Just, I think I would take the Saints if Breeze was playing.
Oh, they'd be favored if Breeze was playing.
Right, right. And I would still take them, even if they were favored, if Breeze was playing. But this, it's just a different situation. But, I mean, New Orleans does, you know, it's nice, but the Cowboys fans are going to travel. It's not that far. So,
oh, no, it's an easy drive. I agree. It's going to be an interesting game. It'll be a fun Sunday night game, at least. It'll be very fun.
Yeah, exactly. And then go see a movie during this Monday Night Football game. It's my Steelers are hosting the Bengals. What's out right now? Are there any good movies out?
Well, you got a ginger quarterback in Pittsburgh. It's almost like the movie Halloween.
Oh, good Lord. Pittsburgh minus 4, 43.5 is the over. I don't know what the hell you do here.
I'll give you Pittsburgh in the over. I really do. I think they realize they got to throw the ball with Mason Rudolph. They have to. Like, you can't be that stupid 2 weeks in a row, can you, Bog?
I mean,
yeah. Take your bias out of this.
Look, I've just, you know, we've had like a million matchups in a row with the Patriots, and they can't figure out how to stop whatever white guy is going over the middle. It just never stops. You know what I mean? Well, I had to hear about Chris Hogan and his lacrosse scholarship and all that nonsense for the AFC Championship for like 4 hours. You know, Edelman always does it to us. It was Philip Dorsett and Josh Gordon this year, but they didn't even need to do that. They were up so fast, it just didn't matter. So I don't know. I think the Steelers might have some of the worst offensive and defensive coordinators in the league. They have Feitner because Roethlisberger basically chased everybody else out of town. Todd Haley, he did. He wanted Arians, but no one in Pittsburgh wanted Arians because Ben was basically dying. And Keith Butler has to be the worst defensive coordinator in the league. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm just like, Tomlin, what would you say you do here? Because you mess up the challenges and the timeouts are also no good. So what is it are you doing outside of giving, you know, nice quips to media people? But that's just my inner rage coming out. And
I'm glad you got to let it off your chest. It's good. It's good to vent.
I'm going to shovel it right back down with some pizza during you know, the game tonight. So that's what I'm going to do. How about Joe Mixon total yards? I'm going to set this at 80.
I'm going to go over. They got to keep incorporating him in the passing game to help open up the running game. I'll take the over. I think we saw a little more use of him last week.
James Conner total yards, I'm going to set at 80. A lot of people panicking about him, too.
I'm going to go over. It's similar to the Mixon thing. If you're going to keep throwing it so short, start throwing it to Connor.
Yeah, I mean, get him in space. Get Juju exactly. In space. You know, Deontay Johnson is a guy you could get in space as well. He's a good contested catch guy, too, being as small as he is. So, but also take some shots at Washington early. You don't have to do the... I hate the bit that they do where it's third and one and Roethlisberger turns into Uncle Rico. Dalton and Rudolph, 3 picks combined. Yeah,
this is a great one. Let's go over. Let's go over. I think the game over hits because we get at least one defensive score this week.
Oh, God, I hope so. But that is everything that we're going to have for this week. We're kind of running up against it. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. And for Bubba, it's at BD Entrick. Check out his podcast. He's gracious enough to come on each week and do some over-unders with us. We really appreciate it. So follow all of his work as well. And hopefully you guys win your matchups and your bets and all that stuff. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Take it easy.